This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. Remember this song?
There's a fire starting in my heart.
Isn't that just so July 4th, 2011? As is now typical with Top 40 Radio, you hear Adele's Rolling in the Deep every once in a while, sort of a nostalgic throwback to, well, last summer. So what's rocketing up the charts right now, and what makes a top 40 hit into a number one summer blockbuster? Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman got the beat on that one.
Unless you only listen to the kind of radio we produce here at Marketplace, you've probably heard this song at least once in the last, 59 minutes?
Hey, I just met you.
Canadian waif pop singer Carly Rae Jepsen soared out of obscurity this spring with her bouncy love song Call Me Maybe.
The forecast is that she may remain on top of that summer list.
That's Silvio Pietrolongo, director of pop charts at Billboard magazine.
There is some competition there, so you know I'm not going to say that the race is over, but she's got a great head start.
And who's nipping at Carly Rae's heels? Pietrolongo puts the odds on Maroon 5 and their hit Payphone. Trying to call home all of the change I spent. Okay, you get the idea. Pietrolongo also likes Where Have You Been by Rihanna and Wide Awake from Katy Perry.
You know, a few years ago it was really hip-hop that was doing well and some R&B songs. So, you know, everything has its cycle, and right now we're at a pure pop cycle.
The cycle itself, that's also a big part of the formula. The same songs every hour in rotation.
All right, 2 o'clock, Brett Andrews Radio Show, checking in with Maroon 5, the Wiz Khalifa on the way, Katy Perry, and...
Brett Andrews is program director and afternoon DJ at Z100, a top 40 station in Portland, Oregon.
It is very formulaic. We do have numerical systems in place. The most important thing for us is familiar, familiar, familiar. People like to turn on the radio and hear a song that they can sing along to.
But in the case of Carly Rae Jepsen, Americans had barely heard anything from her. Then she got some big assists. Justin Bieber and Selena Gomez lip-synced a tribute video to her song, and it went viral.
Even former Secretary of State Colin Powell was caught on camera singing that song. It's moved away from just being a fun little pop song to being this viral kind of a cultural identifier for the summer.
And me? I like a song called Drive-By by the post-grunge rock band Train. I like underdogs. Right now, they're holding at number 19 on the pop charts. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.